Welcome to the Within You podcast. I'm your host and wellness big sis, Rebecca Lee. My mission is to help guide and empower you to grow into the best, most authentic version of you so that living and feeling your best life becomes effortless. Here on the Within You podcast, we will be diving deep on all things wellness, mindset tips, motivation, and living an overall holistic, healthy lifestyle. Think of this podcast as your daily dose of self-development, where a positive mindset and holistic wellness come together. Now, let's get into the episode, but before we do, don't forget that it all starts within you. Hello, everyone, and welcome. Welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited that you decided to tune in for today's episode because today's episode is something that has been very highly requested and something that I've been talking about that I was going to talk about for so long, and the time is finally here. So let's talk today all about my relationship with alcohol shifting and specifically some tips that I can give you if you are wanting to become more mindful of your consumption, if you are doing Dry January, if you are into sober curiosity at all. I wanted to make a full podcast episode dedicated to this topic since I have said I was going to make this for so long, and I figured right now would be a perfect time to do so, especially since it's January, and I know a bunch of you guys are also doing Dry January, so am I. And if you're not familiar with that, it's essentially taking the month of January where you're not drinking. It's just, you know, a sober month. And it could be for so many different reasons. I feel like people want to do Dry January as a way to kick off the new year, to just reset, to feel good, or just even see what it feels like to take the month to just being sober. So I'm doing Dry January, and I figured why not take advantage of this time to kind of open up more about my journey and to hopefully help any of you guys who are, you know, thinking about doing this as well. So we have to get into a few disclaimers before we get into the episode. First and foremost, I want to share that I am definitely not a professional in this space. And if you're somebody who's really struggling with anything related to this, please, please, please seek professional help. It is not, don't rely on me to be like a professional in this industry because I'm not. This is just my personal experience, and everything I'm sharing is just from what I know from my personal journey. Definitely not professional at all. Another disclaimer that I want to share is that yes, while I am doing Dry January, and while yes, I have definitely lessened my consumption over the years, I do still drink and go out sometimes, and you know, I'm not saying I'm perfect or have all of this figured out in any way, shape, or form. By the way, I still struggle with this sometimes, but I can share what I've learned so far, you know, in navigating my 20s, etc. But I definitely still drink sometimes. It's not like I'm pretending to be somebody that doesn't do any of this or whatever. Like, I definitely still am figuring it out, but why not let you in to a little bit more of the journey so you can kind of, you know, see the tidbits along the way, because I definitely learned a lot through navigating alcohol in my 20s. So I feel like there is this big shift in movement, just generally speaking, like within the wellness space and just overall. I think Gen Z and people in our 20s now are starting to kind of wake up a little bit to the idea of drinking, and we're starting to realize how much it can actually have an effect on us. It has an effect on our mental health, our physical health, our emotional, spiritual well-being, like all areas of our life. I do think people are starting to kind of wake up to this idea of what drinking and alcohol really does to us. And we don't want to just be blindly consuming all the time without stopping to think and like be like, hey, how is this actually starting to affect me? And so if you are somebody who's starting to think about these things in any way, shape, or form, know that you're not alone. I've been going through it. I've gone through that. I know many of my friends have started to just like question things and started to just get curious, which is my ultimate goal for this podcast episode. My goal for this episode is not to tell you to not drink or to drink or to do this. My goal is to hopefully help you just become a little bit more curious and a little bit more intentional when it comes to drinking and your consumption. I'm not here to tell you what's right or wrong, but I am here to share my story and just help you spark your own curiosity and to ask questions and to become a little bit more mindful when it comes to these things, because I feel like this is a topic and something that really can bypass our mindfulness and we just don't even think twice about it. And I hope in this episode you can just start to become a little bit more mindful and curious, and you figure out what is ultimately best for you and what serves you the most, serves your mental, physical, emotional well-being. I'm not here to tell you what that looks like for you. I can only share what that looks like for me. And I hope that you ultimately find out the balance that works the best for you. So I have definitely had quite a journey with alcohol over the past, I don't know how many years, but I've been on both ends of the spectrum, I guess, let's say. I've never fully struggled with like addiction, I want to say, by the way. I'm not like somebody who had a problem with it, but I feel like I just got very caught up in, you know, what society has told us and society has put upon us, especially in college and college drinking culture. So throughout college, even in high school, but definitely in college, alcohol was like the main thing. And I went from drinking like 3-4 times a week, maybe less, maybe more. And that was just the norm. Like, I didn't even think anything of it. Like, binge drinking, drinking a ton, going out all the time. By the way, I wouldn't have traded that for anything else. Like, that was very much part of that experience at that time in my life. But I did go through an experience of only knowing that and only making that my whole life and not really questioning anything outside of it. And so throughout that time, I feel like I used alcohol as just a crutch. And I would use it as a crutch to be more social or to express things that I maybe would have been scared to sober, or to mask certain feelings and emotions that I had a hard time looking within and kind of dealing with. So therefore, drinking was just a way to kind of put a band-aid on that, or if I was really stressed or if I wasn't feeling well. Like, that was the norm, and that's what everyone around me was doing. So I also thought that I had to be doing it as well. And like I said, there's no regrets with this by any means, but I can now look back and realize that this time period of my life, how much I relied on drinking to help with certain things, to mask certain things, to give permission for myself in certain ways. Whereas now I can look back and realize, like, okay, maybe that wasn't the healthiest way to go about things. And now I can kind of start to see that maybe now I can share a little bit of that wisdom and that perspective I have now, going from that to then now really not drinking as much as I used to. I definitely still go out and drink. Like, last month was, I went to Miami, it was my birthday, I was traveling, and we were definitely like going out and having fun. But now I would say maybe drinking once a week, if that. Usually it's like once a month, maybe a glass of wine here and there when it comes to dinners. But I've definitely scaled it back, and I've seen so many benefits from scaling it back. Not saying that I completely cut it out cold turkey, but I have seen what it feels like going from binge drinking multiple nights a week to now not really having that as much in my life, and really seeing the tangible differences physically, mentally, emotionally that it can have. And so I feel like I started to question things, and I started to take a step back once the pandemic hit in 2020 and I graduated college, and I just started to actually have space from the whole drinking culture and the whole drinking world, because I was living back at home. It was 2020. I was not with my friends anymore. You couldn't go out. And that was the first time where I was literally like not doing any of that for a very, very long time, obviously, because we were being forced to. And that's when I kind of had my like first big awakening of like, wow, maybe this isn't something that's actually serving me. Maybe this is something that's actually holding me back more than it is doing good for me. And maybe I was using alcohol as a crutch to mask certain things. And so I feel like by having that experience, I was able to really reflect on a lot of things. I was able to scale it back. And ever since then, I will say I haven't nearly drank as much as I used to. And there were a period of time, like when I first moved to LA, when I was going out more and being social, and I was kind of living that life a little bit more. And that was all fun and games for a few months until I realized that, wow, this is genuinely not serving me. It's not serving my highest good. And that was when I needed to rein it back into. And I think something that's so important to know is that there are going to be different seasons and periods of your life where you might be drinking more and you might be drinking less. And that's okay too. It's not like you need to have, at least for me personally, I don't believe in having like strict rules around it. And I think that's maybe because I haven't been someone who's like overly struggled with it, and somebody who has kind of found more of the balance in my personal sense. But I don't like to put strict rules on myself. I kind of just flow with it of like, okay, maybe this season of life, it's going to be a little bit more heavy. And maybe this season of life, it's not going to be as much. And maybe this season of life, other things are taking priority. And if I'm putting other things as priority, drinking a lot is going to hinder those goals. So for example, if I'm having big business goals, if I'm trying to achieve certain things and work really hard towards certain things, alcohol is just holding me back. And I realized that very quickly, especially when I first moved to LA, that I am not going to be nearly as productive. I am not going to be nearly as capable to my fullest potential if I'm continuing to drink this much. And so that was a big realization I had, where it was like, okay, if I'm serious about achieving these things, if I'm serious about working towards these certain goals, alcohol is just going to be pulling me back. And so I think for you, for everyone listening, if you're someone who's trying to improve yourself, improve your life, trying to accomplish certain big things, drinking is just going to make that more difficult. And not saying you can't do that, but for me personally, I realized that maybe it is okay to just take a step back from it for a little bit, see how I feel, and really focus 100% on these certain goals. And then maybe once I feel more confident about certain things, then I can, you know, go on vacation, have a little bit more fun. But if you really are serious about these things, I just will say that alcohol is going to have a harder time for you to achieve it. So for me, there's some reasons why I lessened my consumption was, number one, I just felt like it was not serving me anymore in my highest path. I started thinking about what I envisioned for myself and for my future, and drinking was just not going to help me get there. It didn't feel like it was serving me. Every time I started to do it, it just made me feel so much worse. Not to mention the hangovers get so much worse as you get older, where you're literally like out of commission for 2-3 days afterwards. The brain fog was insane. I think that was the biggest thing for me too, was like, okay, if I want to achieve certain things, I can't be out of commission and having low brain fog, like horrible brain fog and fatigue and no mental clarity for half the week, because then I'm just screwing myself over. And I think that's also a big realization that I had too, was that when you're working like a normal job Monday through Friday, or at least when I was working in my corporate job, I felt so much more inclined to like, oh my God, I need to drink after work, or I need to drink over the weekend to like let go of stress and to just like let loose, because I was so stressed and I was so miserable in my job that I turned to alcohol as a coping mechanism. Versus if you started working on something that you're really passionate about and something that you love, you're gonna see alcohol more as like a hindrance, because you want to genuinely work on things that you love. And so that's what I realized and noticed for myself, that once I started pouring more energy into my passions and my business and the things that I wanted, I was like, I'm only screwing myself over by being hungover for 3 days after this one night out. It's not screwing up over anyone else besides literally me. And so that's when I realized that this isn't serving me anymore in my highest path, and I have to kind of rein it in if I do really want to see the goals that I'm achieving and wanting to do. Another lesson and like reason why I did cut back and started to cut back was I realized that I still like to go out and have fun, but I don't need to drink. Or if I do want to drink, I can have one, maybe two drinks and call it a night. That was a huge realization I had, was because like in college, I had this conditioning that was like, oh my gosh, we had to go so hard or else there was no point in going out. And then I got into, you know, a different stage of life. And I was like, wait, I can still go out and be social and be 100% myself. And I don't need to be blackout drunk right now. Like, I'm okay. I'm good. Like, I had that huge realization where I was allowed to be me. Like, I could give myself permission to be fully who I am without alcohol. Like, I could still go out and be social. It wasn't like either or of like, oh, go out and get blacked out or not go out at all. No, there was a happy medium that worked for me. And so if you're listening right now, I would encourage you to find what that looks like for you. Find a happy medium or a happy middle ground that still makes you feel your best, still allows you to feel like you're having fun and being social and doing things if that's what you want, but while also realizing that you maybe don't have to go to the extreme to achieve those things. So find that happy medium and middle ground. Like I said, this episode is going to be all about like you finding your own personal balance and your middle ground. But for me, I personally found that, okay, I'm allowed to still go out and have fun. I can have one glass of wine at dinner and I'm good. Like, I feel okay because I'm allowing myself, I'm giving myself permission to show up as myself. I'm still allowed to have fun. It used to be like fun equaled alcohol. And now I'm like, okay, wait, it actually doesn't need to be. And I can find, you know, one night, if I really feel like I want a glass of wine, I'll have a glass of wine. And if I don't, then I don't need to. If I feel like I want to have a few drinks, I'll have a few drinks. But I always first get in touch with myself, and I'm asking myself, like, what is the reasoning for it? And so I'm going to get a little bit more into that in some of the tips, but I just wanted you to know that you're still allowed to go out and have fun without drinking. It doesn't need to be like mutually exclusive. And I think in society, we are told that those things have to happen in tandem, and it really doesn't. Like, that doesn't make you lame if you want to go out and not drink still. So the results, I wanted to share some like results of why I was doing all this, and the reason why it still motivates me to continue doing this is that my mental health improved so freaking much. So much. I can't even tell you guys how much. Honestly, the number one thing was my mental health. I used to have the worst crippling anxiety, and I think alcohol was a huge, huge player in this. Alcohol literally causes anxiety. I'm sure you guys have heard of that term, but I used to have the worst anxiety. I would wake up in like panic. My heart would be racing. I didn't know what I did the night before. And I would just feel anxiety for days after drinking. And once I cut back on the alcohol, cut back on the coffee consumption as well, my anxiety, like my body was just not in fight or flight constantly anymore. So realizing that maybe alcohol was a problem for that. Not to mention like the depression and the low mood that I would have after drinking was just so horrible. Like, I just vividly remember it was always a roller coaster. Like, would drink and be happy, the next day I'd be so down and in the dumps and anxious, and like it was just constantly, then I had to drink more to feel normal again. It was constantly a roller coaster. Whereas once I started cutting it back, I was like, damn, I can feel good. Just like every day can have better mental health. And so if you're somebody who's really struggling with mental health, I think that is a question to ask yourself of like, how much alcohol am I consuming? Because it does have a negative effect on our mental health, and especially anxiety. That was something huge that I noticed. Another thing was I noticed my productivity levels just skyrocketed. And like I mentioned earlier, I started achieving big goals and I started envisioning what I wanted for my life. And once I cut back on alcohol, my productivity got so much better because I wasn't out of commission for half the week. The brain fog, the fatigue, like that, those physical symptoms were just getting so bad. And I think they just get worse as you get older. And it was just getting to a point where I couldn't become who I wanted to become and achieve the things I wanted to achieve with that. Another thing I noticed was that I actually started tapping more into my authentic, truest self. I started feeling more like myself because I wasn't masking who I was anymore. I was giving myself permission to be who I was sober. I didn't have to, you know, only be funny if I was drinking or only be fun if I was drunk. Like, I was like, no, wait, I actually can be fun being just naturally who I am. And so over time, I started naturally just owning more of who I was and feeling more like myself instead of trying to shift or mold myself in a certain way. Like, I could be more of me. And I feel like that's a really cool side effect of not drinking as much anymore that not enough people are talking about, where it's like, whoa, you actually can just be more of you. You're giving yourself permission to be you. You're not using or waiting on this crutch to make you feel or change the way that you naturally are. You just are more of you. So I thought that was another super cool thing that maybe everyone can, you know, relate to. And I know a lot of us struggle with being more of ourselves, and this is a cool side effect that I think can happen as a result of it. So I wanted to give you guys some tips that if you're listening to this and you're like, okay, I want to become more mindful of my alcohol consumption, I maybe want to, you know, try dry January, be a little more sober curious, I want to cut back, how are some actual tips for me to do so? Because I know it can be a lot easier said than done. So I'm going to give you three tips that helped me on my journey. Number one, like I said, this episode is not intended to tell you not to drink. So with that said, I would highly recommend asking yourself questions of why you're choosing to drink and being mindful of your intentions behind it. So I'm not here to tell you that if it's good or bad or right or wrong, but I will say that once I started asking myself questions like, why do I feel the need to drink so much tonight? Is it because I'm not confronting this emotion? Is it because I'm handling my stress with this? Am I using this as an excuse to lash out on my boyfriend at the time because I was upset about something and I didn't communicate it in a healthy way? And so now I just can drink and give myself permission to cause a fight with him, which I did so many times. That is what I'm trying to say, is can we add a little bit more consciousness to our consumption? Can we ask ourselves why we feel the need to do so? And why we feel the need to maybe overdo it? Because it's one thing if you're just like, yeah, I want to have a good time, I want to have fun, I want to let loose a little bit, have one, two drinks, whatever, if that floats your boat, for sure. But if you are constantly going overboard to the point where you wake up the next day and you are not feeling good about yourself, because trust me, I've been there, I've been in that cycle where you just wake up and you're like, who am I? What was I doing? Like, wow, who am I? Literally, like, not happy with who I was being. There's usually another reason for why we're choosing to do that. And whether you realize it or not, there is usually something subconscious going on that we are hiding or masking by using something to cover it up. And so I would just ask yourself these certain questions of like, okay, what's my intention tonight behind drinking? What is my reasoning for doing so? Why am I choosing to take it overboard? Like, start to just ask yourself questions, get curious, be intentional. Even going into the night, being like, okay, I'm going to do this for X, Y, and Z reasons, and that feels good to me, and I'm going to stick with that. Like, instead of just saying like, okay, I'm going to just blindly follow what everyone else is doing, like, no, create a center within yourself. Create a rock within yourself of knowing that these are my intentions, these are my limits, this is what I know will make me feel good, and I'm going to follow that. And like I said, I'm not here to tell you what that means or looks like for you. I'm just here to help you facilitate that conversation with yourself, because ultimately you will just feel better about yourself if you do this. And that's what I realized, that I just started to feel better about who I was being and who I was showing up as when I started to build that relationship with myself and I started to ask those questions within myself, because I wasn't just blindly following everyone else. So get curious, ask yourself these questions, and I do think that overall it'll help improve your self-confidence and just ultimately make you feel better about yourself and your choices at the end of the day. Number two, I mentioned this earlier, but something that helped me was realizing that I could still go out and have fun, but I don't need to drink. And specifically, a tip that I would do if you are wanting to just like go out and try being sober going out, get a drink in your hand and hold it so that people think you're drinking and they don't ask you questions, but you aren't really. Get like literally a soda water, sparkling water with lime in it, whatever, and just hold it going around. I would do that all the time on nights that I didn't feel like drinking and I just didn't want people to bother me. I would get a drink that looked like alcohol and I would just hold it around the night. Nobody asked questions. I felt good. I could, you know, be myself. And that was a huge game changer with me. Another thing was experimenting with mocktails. So there are a lot of restaurants and stuff in LA now that have mocktail options, which is super cool. I don't know about other places. I'm sure other places will start too. But even at home, start experimenting with mocktail recipes. I posted a skinny, spicy marg mocktail with my friend the other day on Instagram, and that was super good. It's just fun to try new things. But also, at the end of the day, knowing that you are still allowed to go out and have fun, give yourself permission to be yourself. Give yourself permission to have fun without alcohol. Like, you don't have to drink a ton to have fun. That was a big thing that I realized. And like I said, if you're going out, get a drink, hold it around so people don't ask you questions. And if people do ask you questions, like, that is not your problem. That is just them projecting their own insecurity onto you. Like, them being like, oh, wait, maybe why do I feel the need to drink this much and she's okay with not drinking? Like, that's literally all they're doing. It's not anything to do with you. If people are pestering you and asking you questions and giving you shit, that's just their insecurities getting projected onto you. So you have to learn to just brush it off, stay, you know, confident within yourself and your own decisions. That's what I mean by creating like a rock inside of you, like a stable rock where it's like other people's comments, questions, concerns don't affect you because you know it's just their own insecurities rubbing off on you. So you can just brush it off. Last tip, number three, find other groups, friends, activities who are also interested in bettering themselves and doing things that don't just revolve around drinking all the time. Because I do have to say, it is tough if you are only in groups of friends and people and activities that are just going out Friday night, Saturday night to the bars, drinking 24/7. Like, if those are the people that you're around, of course, it's going to be harder to be more mindful of your consumption. So I would ask you, where are other activities or things or people that you could be doing that don't just revolve around drinking? Are there different workout classes, events, group things, anything that's just different than the usual, you know, going out energy? How can you start aligning with yourself with those people? And that was something that hugely helped me, was that I found more of a friend group who actually weren't really into drinking that much. And we still would drink and go out and have fun, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't the center of our friendships. Like, you know those friendships that you have that are just centered around going out and you're like, well, if we didn't go out anymore, I don't know if we'd be friends anymore. Yeah, those people, they might be you know, harder to stay closer with, because I've had friendships like that too where I'm like, they're my going out friends, and if I stopped going out, we probably wouldn't see each other anymore. So finding friends who are also on the same wavelength of you, of being like, okay, we still like to go out and have fun, but we also like to do activities that aren't just centered around drinking, because there are so many other things to be doing that's not just going out to the bars every weekend. And I promise you, there's other people out there who are feeling the same way that you are. It's just a matter of putting yourself out there in new groups, situations, activities, events, etc., that allow you to meet those like-minded people. And finding those like-minded people will be so, so helpful on your journey if you are wanting to, you know, cut back on consumption or be more mindful with things. So just to recap, I hope this episode helped you just become a little bit more mindful, intentional, ask yourself a little bit more questions when it comes to your alcohol consumption, why you feel the need to drink so much, to go overboard, maybe setting intentions before you do go out. And like I said, I am not someone to tell you to not drink or to drink or to do either thing. I just hope that by listening to this episode, you maybe feel a little bit more confident in your decisions and maybe feel a little bit more excited about, you know, the next chapter or season of your life that maybe involves a little bit less of alcohol, because I can just say from my personal experience that it's helped so much in so many different ways. And I hope that maybe it can help you as well if this is something that you're curious and thinking about. So please feel free to take a screenshot, share this on your story. Let me know you listened. If you enjoyed the episode, I would love to hear your thoughts. I literally love my pod fam so much and I love chatting with you. It truly means the world to me and makes my day every single time. So I love you and I will see you in the next Pod Wednesday. Mwah.